going to commence our service and turn to the hymn 572. A wonderful Saviour is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Saviour to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see.
Understood. I want to sing,
You may be seated. Our psalm for today is the Psalm 116. We've been praying for the situation in Ukraine and especially the folks here that are with us. We've been thinking about their village, where they come from, and at the early season of prayer, we were remembering them particularly, because over the past few days there's been a lot of fighting there, and they have family and friends who are there. But we're just getting news that there's terrible fighting at the moment, so you can imagine how anxious these folks are for their loved ones and for their friends who are in that village. And when we read the psalm, I'm going to ask the pastor through an interpreter just to make the prayer request to you, and then we will ask maybe if our elders and the elders of their church would come up to the pulpit, and we'll get a couple of them to lead us in prayer. So we'll read the psalm first of all. It's good to know that the Lord hears us. We love the Lord for many reasons, and one of the reasons why we love him is because he hears our cries. And there is a cry going up today in the hearts of these people and in our hearts too. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If we can ask our elders just to come up, please, to the pulpit, and the elders of the pastor's church as well. Sasha and Valera. In times of crisis, the Church of Jesus Christ always prayed. And this is a time of crisis. It has been for 66 days since the war broke out. And when it is getting so near your families, and it has been there in their village, as you know, for many weeks, and the fighting is terrible today, we need to pray and seek the Lord. I'm going to ask the pastor just to give you a report and make the prayer request. Thank you.
Приветствую вас, дорогая церковь.
Good morning to you, dear friends.
И есть просьба такая, чтобы помолиться сейчас в церкви за ситуацию, которая сейчас в Старом Салтове.
Could I ask you all to pray for the situation in our village, Starý Saltov?
В которой мы, ну, там, где мы жили.
It's the place where we lived.
И ситуация такая, что украинские войска оттеснили русских.
The situation has been that the Ukrainian army has pushed away the Russian army.
И сейчас поселок под украинскими войсками.
And at the minute the village is under the Ukrainian army.
Но есть информация о том, что они начали стрелять теперь, ну, с другого места по нашему поселку.
But we have received information that they started shooting at our village from a different direction.
И там есть погибшие люди, есть уже разбитые дома.
There are damaged houses, there are casualties.
То есть опасность в том, что сейчас нету уличной войны, но идет обстрел ракетами.
The danger is that in the streets there's no fighting at the minute, but they're using heavy arms to shoot down the village.
И просьба есть такая, чтобы могли молиться.
Could we ask you all to pray for the safety there?
И мы как бы нам здесь, те, кто здесь, нам здесь комфортно.
We're in safety. We're very comfortable.
Нас могли одеть.
We've been clothed.
И, но там наши многие люди страдают.
But our people who are left behind, they're suffering.
Поэтому есть нужда такая помолиться.
So please, please pray for them. Thank you.
Our elders will pray, and then one of the Ukrainian elders pray. Might be good to translate a prayer. We'll translate.
Our gracious, loving, and eternal Heavenly Father,
наш дорогой Господь Бог,
in the all precious and prevailing name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ,
во имя Твоего Сына Иисуса Христа,
we humbly bow in Thy presence this morning hour.
Мы склоняемся перед Тобой сегодня утром.
And in our great need, we come to the One who is able to meet all our needs.
Мы приходим к Тебе с просьбой, потому что Ты удовлетворяешь все наши нужды.
Because Thou art a God of mercy.
Ты милостивый Господь.
A God of grace.
Ты милостивый, смилостившийся над нами.
And a God of all power.
И ты также, у тебя власть над всем.
We pray that thou wilt intervene in the land of Ukraine.
Мы просим тебя, пожалуйста, вмешайся в то, что происходит в Украине.
Stay the hand of wicked men.
Пожалуйста, уведи оттуда плохих людей.
We pray especially for the village that our dear friends have left behind.
Особенно мы просим за село, где жили наши друзья.
Protect it with the blood of Christ.
Пожалуйста, защити это село кровью Христа.
May the evil plans of wicked men.
И пусть планы плохих людей.
Not be able to prevail.
Не смогут воплотиться в жизнь.
We thank thee for our dear friends who are with us.
Мы благодарим за наших друзей, которые с нами.
Strengthen them.
Пожалуйста, дай им силы.
Keep them.
Поддержи их.
And may they be assured that Thou, the everlasting God.
И пусть они знают, что над нами, над всеми Господь.
Are their refuge.
И Он нам даст убежище.
We pray in the Savior's name.
Просим тебя во имя Христа.
Amen.
Аминь.
Господь, дорогой Иисус Христос,
Dear Lord Jesus,
мы благодарны Тебе, Господи, за Твою любовь к нам и Твою жертву.
We are thankful to You for Your love to us and for Your sacrifice.
Мы благодарны Тебе, Господь, что Твоей кровью все сроднены.
We are also thankful to You that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Что Ты пообещал нам обители на небесах.
That You promised us eternal home in heaven.
Но пока мы живем здесь, в этой земной храмине,
But while we are still here on the earth,
мы переживаем, Господи, и скорбим по поводу нашего земного жилища.
We are really struggling, Jesus, and we are worried about others.
Мы так благодарим Тебя за этот прием, который нам устроили наши друзья здесь.
Thank you for our dear friends who made us so welcome here.
Но мы также переживаем за ту войну, которая происходит в нашей стране.
But we are so worried about the people in our country and the
Господи,
war.
Молю тебя за Старый Салтов.
We pray for our village Stary Saltov.
Господи, молю тебя за тех людей, которые там остались.
We pray for the people who are there.
За те строения, которые там еще есть целые.
For the buildings that are still standing.
Прошу тебя, сохрани, пожалуйста.
Please preserve everything that's there.
Сохрани молитвенный дом, который там, Господи.
Please preserve our church there.
Сохрани церковь, которая там.
Preserve our brothers and sisters there.
Мы просим тебя об этом во имя Иисуса Христа.
We are asking you in Jesus' name.
Слава тебе за все.
Praise you, Lord.
Аминь.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Just continue to pray for them, folks, and remember the situation, especially today, what's happening. We bid you welcome, and those are from our own church and those from the pastor's church, we bid you welcome in the Savior's name. And those that are tuning in on the internet, likewise, may you feel very much part of our congregation today. There is a Sunday school outreach at 3:30. I would encourage you to go home, get whatever you have to get to eat, and maybe as many as possible could come back in for 3:00, and before the outreach goes out, we could have just another little season of prayer from 3:00 to 3:30, remembering the situation in their village. Family night is tonight at 7, preceded by the time of prayer, and our sister Rebecca McCauley will be singing tonight. And Kira Arnold, as you know, will be giving her testimony. We want to be much in prayer. Supper will be served after tonight's meeting. Tomorrow night is our monthly meeting for the elders of the church at 8:00. Tuesday morning, the senior fellowship at 11 a.m. And on Wednesday night, I want to give some little attention to this and emphasis because it's the first of its kind, the ladies' fellowship. And that will be at 8 p.m. This will take place out here in the fellowship area. And the guest speaker is Miss Pat Mills. If I got the name wrong this morning on the video, it's my fault. And that was my mistake. So it's not Noreen. She was panicking. I think she was originally down and then it had to be changed. But our sister Pat will be there on Wednesday night. And supper will be served afterwards. So all the ladies that are here, young ladies, old ladies, middle-aged ladies, all that fit into that category, you're welcome to come to Wednesday night's meeting. Thursday night is the midweek service at 8 p.m., and we will have special prayer for the Christian school. Friday night is youth fellowship, and I hope I've got this right. Noreen is speaking on Friday night, our missionary to Uganda. Good to have her these days, and she's here for a time, she'll be away, and she's coming back again, but it's just lovely to have her when she's able to be with us and she's not out on deputation. Next Lord's Day, the prayer meeting, 8:00, Sabbath school, 10:30, the Bible class, 10:30, and Phil will be taking up the subject of the conditions for revival, purity of life, and holiness of character. And we are praying for revival. Let's pray for it as often as we can every day, that God will come and rend the heavens and visit our nation again. At the worship service at 12 noon, I want to deal with the subject why we are called Hebron, why this church is called Hebron. I'm thinking of our brethren and sisters who have come to join with us, and I will return to Mark's gospel. But way back when the new church was opened, we gave you reasons why we named the church Hebron. And I want to just re-emphasize those things for the benefit of our people and for the encouragement of our friends from Ukraine. The gospel meeting is at 7:00, preceded by prayer. Can I thank you for your tithes and offerings to God's work? Today is Let the Bible Speak envelopes in the missionary covenant support, and next week is Building Fund. There is a congregational meeting on the 23rd of May, Monday the 23rd, for our communicant members, and it's to deal with the charity registration all of our churches have been asked to do this, and it is very simply to approve the constitution of the Free Presbyterian Church, which we do obviously believe in, and the text for the three sections of the charity registration forms. So we've got the membership list out. Make sure, if you're a member, your name's on it. Those that have been in faithful attendance in these days, your name should be there. And this is the constitution that you will have to pass. So we want you to read it. There's a lot of words in it, so get it read between now and then. Copies are in the porch of the church as you leave. I want to extend our sincere sympathy to John and Tara Morrison and their family in the death of Tara's grandmother, who was buried yesterday. Our thoughts and prayers in this time of sorrow are with them. We continue to pray for the sick of the church, and our sister Dorothy is still laid aside with weakness, and she is improving. We're glad to know about that. Please continue to pray for these individuals. Adding to the list, Mrs. Robinson, we've been asked to pray for her. That's Anna Beattie's sister. There is the special conference meetings in Lisburn, and that's coming up now very soon, from the 9th to the 13th of May, each weeknight at 8 o'clock, and there will be presentations of the missionary work and challenging messages brought every night, and interactive workshops on Saturday, the 14th of May. The leaflets are at hand, and we want you to take them. That's just very simply the leaflet, and there should be still copies there. Please pray for this as we seek to refocus our burden and our vision for the mission field. It was lovely this morning to be in the place of prayer, and this was just a wee shot of our folks praying this morning, and to hear Russian-speaking Ukrainian folks calling upon the Lord as well as their own people in prayer. And then into the Sunday school this morning, a great turnout of children, and you should be able to hear them sing. It's not very often you get to the Sunday school, but we can bring the Sunday school from time to time. This is a ministry that you want to keep before the Lord. Pray earnestly for the children that attend, and for our Ukrainian friends who have been at Sunday school, but they have officially joined the Sunday school group this morning. Susie has found a new friend in Timothy. I think he knows that by now, for she has been a shadow. So we found a place this morning for them to meet here. We're very thankful to Elaine for taking this on, and for the Nickel girls for doing translation work. And over the next while, they will be taught in the Russian language. And then when they're speaking English, they'll be able to fit in perfectly with the rest. We've been asked to mention again the summer camp for the Sunday school. This was announced on Friday night at the social, from the 22nd to the 24th of August at Ganaway Activity Centre. And the price per child is £77. And this has been very much subsidised by the church committee, and we appreciate that. And these are the booking forms. So children, if you're intending to go, make sure your parents get that, fill it in, and return it to our superintendent as soon as possible. The first number of applications came in this morning, and space is limited, so do attend to that as soon as you can. We're preaching this morning in Pakistan, and they're very, very thankful for the water pump that was received there in recent times. And this particular gentleman, he wanted to pass on his sincere thanks to those who supplied the funds for that. And we were able to preach the word of God to these people. Most of them are believers in this area. Very glad to know that they've come to trust in Christ. You know that there are still 15 people sitting in Poland to come to Northern Ireland, 15 Ukrainians, part of this group. All the visas but one have been granted. So we're asking prayer very especially for this young lady, Sveta Bosco, and she is related to the Bosco family here. And this is a young 15-year-old, and the Home Office is being very, very difficult to work with this one, because she's under 18, although she's travelling with family members. They have denied the visa. So the lady that is expecting a child, her 4-year-old and her 2 sisters-in-law are travelling with them. One is 19, one is 15, but the Home Office says this girl can't come. And she's been sitting now for 6 weeks in Poland waiting to come. And if she's sent back to Ukraine, that will be very difficult. If she's kept in Poland, very difficult things could happen to her. If she's sent back, she could be killed. If she's brought to a safe part of Ukraine, we know that there are a lot of evacuees that have gone within the country, and their own country is swamped in that western part of Ukraine with people that need help. So it'll be a difficult passage for her. Her brother, I understand, is willing to come and collect her and bring her back if necessary. But please do remember, pray for Svita, that the Lord will open up the way, and that this week the visa will be granted. So the delay for them coming here is now in place because of this young lady, and flights should be booked for Saturday to bring them here, whether Svita is with them or not. So this is an urgent matter, and we're asking you to pray earnestly. We sing together, I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has blessed me, tongue can never tell. On the cross he suffered, shed his blood and died, that I might ever in his love confide. Rise and sing. darkness or sunshine. And we get both in the Christian life. Whatever befalls us, we can still say at the end of the day, Jesus the shepherd is my all in all. It's not by mistake that we're coming to the Psalm 27. I was going to speak on this a couple of Thursday nights ago, and we didn't. We did something else. But we have it for this morning, I believe, in the will of God. And we're going to read this psalm together. It's a psalm of David. And I trust that it will be for the encouragement of the whole congregation here, whatever you're passing through, and very especially for our friends in the darkness that they are facing. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May he bless his word to all of our hearts. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we come before thy presence again. We come to the throne of grace. We come indeed for this moment to wait upon the Lord. Wait with expectation. Wait in humility and reverence. Wait indeed for the voice of the Lord to speak. For thou dost speak through your word. It's a mighty word. It's a word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord, we just give ourselves to thee for your word today. Open it up before us. Apply it by the ministry of the Spirit of God. Lord, there are a needy people in this church and a needy people that are sitting at home and they need to hear a word from heaven. And Lord, we do count it a vain exercise just to come to church and go home and not hear from God. But Lord, every time these doors are opened, We come and we take our place. We listen to your word and we have this time of worship. We want to hear from thee. We want to know what God is saying. So, Lord, speak to us now. And may we leave rejoicing in the fact that God has had a word for us today. Bless these people, especially whose land is suffering and whose people are under attack. We pray that they will know grace to help in this time of need. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Verse 5 is our text for today of this beautiful psalm. As we speak on the believer's threefold refuge in time of need. And here the writer, David, he says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." This is one of the better known psalms. We love the psalms. We come often to them for our encouragement and strength. And this particular one is one that we know and we love so well. It's a source of comfort and great encouragement. There is a little comment recorded in my Bible study, or my study Bible, which I have at home. And it just prefaces this psalm. And this is what it says. David sustains his faith by God. When the sweet penned these sacred words, he was passing through some difficulty in his life and he needed faith to sustain him. And the only one who can support us aright in the struggles of our earthly pilgrimage is God himself. We don't have another refuge. We don't have another solace. We don't have another strength to uphold us in the midst of adversity and carry us through with confidence. God himself is that source. The exact circumstances of David composing this song, like many of the psalms which bear his name, are not known. We don't know exactly what David is going through. We don't know exactly where he is. No information can be drawn from the title, which simply reads a psalm of David. Now, of course, many of the psalms bear that title, so we cannot ascertain with accuracy the time or the place, but we can make a judgment, some kind of a judgment, from the content of this chapter. The writer, for example, is pursued by the enemy. You look at verses 2 and 3, he speaks here about the wicked, his enemies, his foes, those foes that came to eat up his flesh. Verse 3, he speaks about this host that was against him and war. The word war is mentioned. It's very much in the minds of these folks today. So David is certainly pursued by the enemy. We believe also that he was shut away from the house of God. He did not have the ability or the facility to go to worship God in God's house. And we see that, I believe, from verse 4, because he expresses the desire. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And the commentators are suggesting to us that David is speaking in such terms because he's not able to go to the house of God in the particular situation that he finds himself in. He also speaks about being separated from father or mother, or even this very thought of what it would be to be separated. And we have that in verse 10. "When my father and my mother forsake me, and he was subject to slander." Remember what we read in verse 12, the second part of it. "False witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." So this is where David is. He's passing through this difficulty. And it might, this information, point to the time when Doeg, the Edomite, spoke against David to Saul. And the record of that, of course, is back in 1 Samuel chapter 22. But the psalm here is a song of hope and cheer in the midst of trouble and trial. It's a most suitable psalm for any child of God passing through hard times. And you could be sitting in this meeting today, and that's where you are. How often, as a pastor, as I look out into the congregation on any Sabbath or any Thursday night at the midweek, and I know that there are people sitting there and they are in trouble and they are hurting and they're passing through difficulty. It might be of a physical nature. It might be of an emotional nature. It might be a spiritual matter, some other struggle. But there they are in the congregation and they're in a difficult place. And I know that these folks today who are with us are in a very difficult situation as we think of what's happening back in the village that they come from. So it's suitable for any child of God in the difficult times. And this psalm leads us to put our confidence and trust upon the almighty arm of God. And so David begins, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The enemy has come in like a flood, come to destroy him, come to completely swallow him up. But all the plans and the policies of the enemy have been frustrated because David had pinned his faith in the Lord. The enemy stumbled and fell, he says. Even if there should be an host encamped against him, my heart shall not fear. This is the language of the psalmist. If war should rise against me, you see that his confidence is still unshakably in Almighty God. And so David in this psalm, he cries to God for help in verse 9. He prays to God for deliverance in verse 12. And that's what we ought to do. The secret of David's trust and faith was found in God alone, who was his hiding place in this time of need. He had a refuge, and that's what the text is expressing. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Need I remind you that the child of God is not exempt from trouble in this life? That's our experience. We know it only too well. I would be foolish to tell you that the Christian life is free from trial and affliction. I would be less than honest if I did that. No, David speaks in this psalm about the time of trouble. It's real. It is to be expected. It is the lot of all men. And David himself, as you survey his life, he had his fair share of trouble. You think of the lion and the bear when he was a young man that came to steal away the sheep and how David had to face those ferocious animals. We think of jealous brothers, and they were jealous of him. We think of the giant Goliath that he had to contend with. We think of angry and resentful kings, and not least King Saul. We think of strong foes that came against him. Dark, depressive days that David did have to face. We think of ill health. And some of the Psalms suggest to us there were times when David was broken in his health. We think of treasonable acts against David. Unfaithful friends, disloyal subjects, sinful children that raised themselves against David. But he's able to state, he's able to cry with confidence these precious words, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And here's the truth that we need to learn and relearn again and again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. There will be the bed of languishing. There will be periods of sickness. There will be waters of affliction and fiery trials, trouble and temptation. You and I, we'll face weakness, infirmity, suffering, disappointment, discouragement, days of darkness. As the hymn writer says, days of darkness still come o'er me. Sorrow's paths I often tread. But we have a refuge. That really is the message of this psalm, isn't it? We have a refuge in the storm. We have a hiding place in our trouble. God does not deliver us out of the trouble, but often chooses to permit such a season. And it's always for our good. And it's always for his glory. We ought to keep that in mind. Whatever befalls us in this life is for the glory of God, and it is for our good every time. He keeps us in the midst of trouble. He delivers us so often from trouble so that we're not harmed in the midst of it. William Heslop, in a little book entitled Sermon Seeds from the Psalms, had this comment to make on this verse. Life is filled with misunderstandings and misgivings, false accusations and fears, wars and rumors of wars, troubles and fears, loneliness, unfriendliness, and lovelessness. This gentle, persuasive, and effective hymn pours healing balm into the hearts of all those whose lives are filled with perplexing and puzzling problems. And so I speak to you today about the believer's threefold refuge in time of need. And I want you to notice, first of all, the believer's safety. Here in the opening phrase, he shall hide me in his pavilion. God has a pavilion of safety in the time of trouble. He will give me the best shelter in the worst of danger. Now, the word pavilion here in the original language, I am told, comes from the word papilio, that means butterfly, and it signifies a tent made of cloth stretched out on poles that resembles in some measure a butterfly. And it really is illustrating the great truth that God's mighty wings are over his people in the time of adversity. It reminds me of what David wrote when he fled from Saul to the cave. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. In the Psalm 51 or 57 verse 1. In David's prayer of Psalm 17, he cried out, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. The royal pavilion was erected in the center of the army, and around it all the mighty men of valor kept guard at all times. And the believer is hidden by the king in his pavilion, where we are perfectly safe. My dear child of God, whatever your circumstances are today, and I could be talking to someone who is in the valley just now, God has a pavilion for you, a place of safety. You can run to him because he is that pavilion in which you can hide. Whenever I was at school, I could remember out on the area for sports, there was a pavilion. I'm sure other schools have it in this area too. But it was more associated with the cricket side of things, and it was a place of shelter. So if the storm came or the rain came, particularly the rain, you could shelter in the pavilion and you could watch from the inside what was happening out in the field. And God is this place of shelter when the storms come those rains descend, we can go to him and we can be in a place of safety. Not only do we have the believer's safety, but we have the believer's security. Notice the next little phrase, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. So you could say that we are doubly hidden in our seasons of adversity. There is a pavilion and there is the secret of his tabernacle. The Old Testament tabernacle was that blessed place of worship that was pitched in the wilderness and then came to a final resting place at Shiloh before the permanent structure of the temple was built. The secret of his tabernacle is a reference to the Holy of Holies. So if you think in your mind about the structure of the tabernacle, you had, of course, right outside the tabernacle, you went in through the door or the gate, and then there was the holy place that the priests entered into, and there they ministered. And then beyond that, there was the most holy place, the secret of God's tabernacle, you might call it. It was to that place, if you remember, that the high priest went to, but he could only go there once a year. And he went there on the Day of Atonement to make atonement for himself and for the people. It was the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies. But nobody but the high priest could go there. If anybody else went there, it would mean instantaneous death. Now, if the Lord hides us in the secret of his tabernacle, there's not an enemy can touch us when we're there. No foe can venture there to molest us where we are protected and kept by our great high priest. I was thinking of that hymn this morning before I came over. Sweet is the promise, I will not forget thee. It's our hymn 577. And the second line says, nothing can molest or turn my soul away. And this is because the Lord is with us. And he forsakes us not. And he hides us. And he hides us in the secret place. Dear child of God, we need to learn the wonderful truth of our text. We need to know that we can flee to the secret of his tabernacle, where there's refuge for us and safety in our times of need. It has been suggested that David was alluding to the ancient custom of offenders who used to run to the tabernacle altar where they esteemed themselves safe. It's a little bit like the practice in former centuries where people took refuge in a church. They said it was a sanctuary. It was a place where they could be safe, and wasn't always the case for them, but they thought, if I could just get into the church, that's a protected place. And that's possibly the thought here that David had in mind. You remember when Solomon came to the throne of Israel, David had made him promise that Joab, who had murdered Abner and Amasa, would be put to death. And David said to Solomon, let not his poor head go down to the grave in peace. Though he was old by this stage and had been David's general for over 20 years, he must not die a natural death. He must be cut down by the sword of justice because of the crimes and the murder that he was guilty of. So when Solomon came to the throne, Joab knew that he was in danger. And in an act of seeking for refuge, where did he go? He fled to the tabernacle. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 28 gives us the account. Tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold on the horns of the altar. He felt to himself, if I can get to the tabernacle, if I can hold on to the horns of the altar somehow, I'm going to be safe. Perhaps he thought he could implore God for mercy and find refuge there. Perhaps he felt that Solomon would not shed his blood there. The altar was esteemed as a kind of sanctuary, a place of refuge. But Joab, because of his wickedness, did not find safety there. He was a treacherous man, and he must die. But the thought is here nonetheless. For the believer, we can flee to the secret of his tabernacle, and there we have a hiding place. The fugitive in ancient times may take hold of the horns of the altar and yet perish, as Joab did. But the Christian that trusts in the Lord, the Christian that flees to the tabernacle, the secret place of God, shall never be moved. Get a hold of that truth in your heart today. The believer's secret place. And then finally, there's the believer's security. He shall set me up upon a rock. This is the third refuge described by the psalmist. How blessed is the man, is the standing of the man, whom God himself sets on high above his foes. Upon that impregnable rock, which can never be stormed. Vernon Charles, with the hymn writer, penned it well in a hymn that we love to sing. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure, whate'er ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. My dear Christian, is the storm raging in your life this very day? Is the tempest rising round about you, and you are disconcerted? Do you feel as if the angry waves are gushing over your little vessel and you're on the stormy sea? Is that how it is with you today? Get to the rock. Get to this place of security. Pray in the words of the Psalm 61, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That rock is Christ. Hiding in thee. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Often the psalmist's expressions about the Savior likens him unto the rock. The Psalm 18, and I'll just close with a few of these references with you today. The Psalm 18 and verse 2. The Lord is my rock. There we have it stated. And you want to note also, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. It's good to link them all in there. It's got the same thought. Here is the place of security. The Lord is my rock. You go down to verse 31. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Look at verse 46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. You can think of the Psalm 28 and verse 1. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. What can we say about verse 2 and 3 of the Psalm 31? Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, for thou art my strong rock, for an house of my defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me. And in that psalm that we love so well, the Psalm 40 in verse 2, David speaks about his Savior under the terms of the rock. He was brought up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Where did he come to stand? He came to stand upon the rock, and that rock is Christ. And that's where we need to get to in our time of trouble. This expression of the Lord being the rock is used over 20 times in the Psalms. We can only find an adequate refuge in our God and Savior. And so run to him dear child of God. Get into the pavilion of safety, into the tent of secrecy, and into the rock of security. And there you will be safe. May it be so, for Christ's sake. Let's pray. Lord, the storm is raging. The trouble has come to so many. David speaks about war rising. It has been so for Ukraine, and we think of the believing church especially. All these things that cause us perplexity. But we bless thee that there is a refuge for the child of God, and we have it in this wonderful verse that reminds us that there is a threefold refuge. And we bless God for the pavilion, and we praise him for the secret of his tabernacle, and we rejoice in the rock that is Christ. Lead us there today. Bless your people that are here. Look upon every individual with your mercy and your favor. Bless those that are struggling and afflicted, discouraged, passing through trouble and trial of different sorts. Bless the family of God here from Ukraine. Remember their home village. O Lord, send deliverance. Hide your people in your tabernacle this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We want to conclude with the hymn 571, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide. A shelter in the time of storm. Stand to sing.
Thank you.
time of prayer if you're able to come at 3 o'clock, and then the outreach for those that have to go and visit and invite the children in. Family night tonight, do come a little bit earlier. It'll be a time of community singing, and remember Rebecca as she sings and Kira as she gives her testimony. Our Father, we thank you for the dear Lord Jesus Christ, who is this rock in a weary land, and we're living in a weary land here on earth, encompassed about with so many storms and difficulties. We think, Lord, of war, and we commend ourselves this day to the grace of God, especially our friends. Carry us through, help us to be prayerful, help us to run to the sanctuary, help us to know that there is a hiding place for us, and Lord, we pray that those people in great need today will get into that hiding place and know your protection. Dismiss us now in the fear of God, with your love flowing through us. We think of how your word tells us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. May we sense that and know it today, and may we live accordingly. Dismiss us now with your blessing, for Christ's sake. Amen.